toca la abuela. Vamos comiendo arroz con habichuelas.
Well, I can't do nothing with the blues I got but sing, sing, sing. I guess the only thing to keep me from a blowing my top is to sing, sing, sing.
Vici, molla forte.
Hola, ustedes están escuchando el programa Mujeres Latinoamericanas, aquí en la radio 3CR 855 de su dial AM.
Los de siempre quieren plata,
tienen el culo forradito la rata.
A los papitos de corbata se los come con limón esta gata. Tengo el cumbión, tengo calentura y perreo hasta en medio de la basura. Somos caleta, más que los pacos. Somos machoros, peleamos sin guanaco.
Saca la tela, ve con cautela. Así el cerebro se te descongela. La cacerola, saca la abuela. Vamos comiendo arroz con habichuela.
Deja que te entre el Graba con el fon, fon, fon. Dale con el reggaetón.
Reggaetón.
Los de siempre quieren plata, pom, pom, pom.
Como dijo Shakira,
yo con dinero o sin dinero, al final hago siempre lo que quiero.
Esta generación tiene la revolución, con el celular tiene más poder que Donald Trump. De KTP a Nueva York, toda la gente quiere darle a flow.
Aunque nos quedemos cojo, aunque nos arranque los ojos, le entre al reggaetón y hasta el culo te muevo. Pa' si mandarte el mensaje de nuevo.
Para que entienda.
Oye, plata.
Tenemos miedo, ¿no? ¿Para qué? Si tú me lo quitaste. Aguanta. Ey, ey. En nombre de mis abuelos, angelitos que velan del cielo. Guaynabichi, perro en los pies en el suelo. El pez muere por la boca y hay dinero en el suelo. De pendejo ya no nos quedan ni un solo pelo. Ey, que se prendan las 6-5 y mozarrate. Vamos para la calle en pie de lucha, quédate con todos los yates. Por la victoria no quiero embate. Si nos juntamos, paga juntos por todos esos disparates.
Que salga, que luche, que luche.
Vamos a hacer que el mundo lo escuche. Saque pa' fuera todas las piezas del estuche. A ver quién bajó de la hora con los mapuches.
Uy, ahí teníamos esa música hermosa, osa osa, hoy día aquí en la radio 3CR855 de su dial AM. As I was saying, this is 3CR Community Radio Station, 855 AM. And we're going to have here in space in so many different languages. And it's not going to happen just now, it's going to be during all day. You will be hearing us speaking Spanish, English, French, so many different languages. So, and I think that's so important because today is a special day. It's International Women's Day. We are here in a massive commemoration. You know, all of us, we have been working very hard a group because we all work, we have family, other commitments, so we decided to take time to focus and organize something beautiful for everyone. So what amazing time. I'm not sure if Madison will be coming for a few minutes too, yeah? Yeah, it will be if she wanted, if she's not busy. We are going to be here. We are going to open the microphones now. I have just later we are going to play, we have one interview, because I think it's important to commemorate those women who have been giving their lives. Yeah, we have women around the world who their struggle is a daily struggle. So no matter if they try to do something else, they cannot escape, you know, the situation where you know, that life put them in. Why? Because could be multinational corporations coming into their territory and they need to protect their territorial land, and it's something that they do to protect their people. So we prepare a little bit about one of our dear friend who she was unfortunately killed, like many other women around the world who are protecting the land for everyone, yeah? So, and that's why this is an important commemoration. And I'm going to open the microphone so we can all introduce ourselves here. Just make sure, there we are. All right, let's start from the left, always.
Ah, well, always the left. So I'm Marie Delora, and very happy to be here. Wishing everybody a happy International Women's Day. Feliz Día de la Mujer, que lo pasen muy bien. Y vamos a pasar a la próxima.
Bonjour tout le monde. Hello, my name is Hélène, and I'm super happy to be here too. Thanks, Marisol, for having me. And I'm French, and I'm, yeah, new to 3CR, but thanks for having me, and I'm going to pass the mic.
Thank you. My name's Madison, and my pronouns are she and her, and I was born here. I was born in Sydney. Yeah, I'm just so, you know, so grateful for what we're doing today all around. It's a wonderful day of broadcasting, yeah, celebrating women.
And I just printed something, you know, so we can inform our audience, you know, what's going to happen today, you know, so because I think it's good for people to know what's going to happen, you know, from 5 p.m. We have, what do we have? Yeah.
There were some beautiful women's voices on before on Swing and Sway, some fantastic ones. Rebecca Barnard and the actual presenter's voice, Anita, she sang on that show as well. So fantastic voices.
Yeah, and I noticed a lot of the songs, the what's being said is very assertive as well, which I just loved.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people don't know, but everyone who sent pre-recordings or is coming live, it's taking a lot of time, you know, to prepare, make sure they have the right information to share with the audience, you know, because our audience is so precious to all of us.
Yes.
And that's why we have every year these 24 hours women broadcasting that brings an unusual phone calls, but at the same time, you know, 99% of the people are happy that we women can commemorate, you know, at least one day a year, yeah, where we can talk about women's issues and invite other, you know, women to come here to the radio and a studio. And I hope that from 5 p.m. we are going to have some friends and family and other programmers, you know, coming
for sure
to join.
They've
plus
been some
the
great
musician, yeah?
Sorry.
Plus the musicians.
Yes, yes, they will be fantastic. We've had some incredible programs on during the day as well. I've been listening as I've been darting about the women on defense of government schools, about incredible lack of funding for state schools.
So what you will be doing if you are not here today? So what will be your normal Saturday day?
To be honest, it's too hot. I think I would have been lying in the bed.
It's not an ordinary Saturday, is it? It's a 33 degrees Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
I can feel it in the newsroom.
Oh, yeah.
I was there and I was like, this is going to help a little, release a little bit of my excessive sugar intake.
No, but it's so interesting because in France we call International Women's Day International Women's Rights Day. And I think it's really interesting to have that aspect too, because it's International Women's Day is focusing also on the rights that we acquired, like, throughout the years, and just, like, emphasizing on that, and not only the picture of, like, just a woman, but also everything that's behind, what we've been through, what we're allowed to have today, and what women fought to have today, and and yeah, I just really like also that term of adding the rights word in it. It's just like a different aspect to it. But I completely diverted from the topic today. But it's
Relevant.
It's just what I would have thought of that. I do think of that.
And an alternative to that is many have pointed to the fact that it was intended also to be International Working Women's Day.
Yes, I heard that too. Yeah.
It's kind of dropped off.
It has. And what does strike me, and this was also mentioned in one of the programs this morning, is that, you know, there's actually a lot of gatherings that are held by various councils and the like, I've noticed, and they're like, you know, $50, $60 a head.
Yes.
And you're rubbing shoulders, with corporate types, and this is their celebration, how they will celebrate International Women's Day. So I think putting the word working in there might help, I think, in the future.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I'm not sure. You know, every time I see those invitations, you know, coming from the council or from your workplaces, you know, when they decide to do something during International Women's Day, but they don't want any speaker or anything that could can be controversial.
Indeed.
You know, it's like that used to happen in my workplace. Yeah, they want to, yeah, that's fine. You can do that. You can organize May Day, but or International Women's Day, but please, no speeches. You want to put things around, you know, it's like, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, just do a lot of pretty things, and then if you want to say something. It's funny, because I was chatting to you, because we were doing decorations early in the week for the studio, and I was talking about one of my experiences in one of my previous jobs, and it's true that when one of our bosses just came to the office and was meant to do a speech for women on that day, and he just said, well, I work in the construction industry, and he was just, for my daughter, I just give her little, like, tools to play with construction utensils and stuff. And then after he started saying, but it's great, we need more women in the business to hit the quota of 30% of women. And I was like, I'm so happy to be here for this, hitting the quota. But yeah, it's just so happy. And I'm really happy to be around all of you today, because it's just feeling a sense of community and being together today. I just feel like it's really important to have this support system.
That's right. In some workplaces, in fact, the women are asked to organise International Women's Day and wash the dishes and prepare the whole thing. So it becomes more of a hassle for them than it might have
like
been.
Like a full-time job, actually.
Yeah. That always happens, Women are the one who prepare everything.
All in return for the privilege of being told what we cannot say.
That's correct. That's
wonderful.
Correct. But we are lucky that we are part of some programs here at 3CR, and we have the opportunity to have a station who, provide the space for women from different backgrounds,
yes.
You know, to have a program, inform our communities, and at the same time to be able to organize something so beautiful like this, you know, because probably we have been probably the same time at the station. I've been here for probably 31 years is going to be this year. It's a long time. And we normally met other programmers, you know, when we have the International Women's Day, or when there is the end of the year, you know, 3CR party, or, you know, community activities, you know, and I think this radio gave us that opportunity, especially me, women from no English speaking background, that we don't have many opportunities, believe me, you know, not just in Australia. So that's why I think it's so important to have a voice, you know, this microphone and people's listening to you. how much power we women can
3CR
have.
Is massively supportive of women,
definitely,
and allows them a voice to really explain what their issues are and whatever program they wish.
And another thing I find striking about 3CR is that the intersectional nature of discussing women's issues, trans women, you know, women with disabilities, women who are migrants, you know, discussing a whole range of issues that normally don't get out there, because even throughout other channels, while women's matters might be discussed, it's normally women's matters from the perspective of the dominant culture.
Absolutely. No, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you here, but it's so interesting because obviously I'm a Caucasian white background of like the dominant class. And
same
stuff.
Here.
Yeah. But it's just like coming to 3CR and being able to hear all these different voices literally really opened, like broadened my mind. And I was like, this is so rich and so interesting. And it just opened my perspectives on so many things. And, you know, in the past when I've had conversations with people or debates, I was always like kind of sticking to my, you know, to my own opinion and stuff, and just being able to come to 3CR and hear these stories and understanding different people's perspectives and everything, it just, I was like, whoa, it's not all about me. And now I actually understand what International Women's Day really means, because when you're someone like me from the dominant class and white and like lucky in life, usually for most things, you think of International Women's Day in terms of like equality at work, equality of pay, but there's just such a broader idea to it. Like, people with disabilities or people from other countries, and I just knew about it. Like, in the back of my head, I was like, oh. But when you actually get the opportunity to speak to those people, you just realize that it's very real. And that's why you need people talking on the radio about this, because that's how you include everyone. It's by actually listening to all these different people. Otherwise, you just have like a very like thin idea at the back of your head. You don't really understand it. Yeah. That's why I'm...
Yeah, and also we don't lie. You see, all the other media, they lie so much. They believe their own lies, you know, because they repeat them so many times.
Yeah.
And I think their listeners also, you know, they believe those lies.
Yeah.
For the same reason. And I think that having a community radio make a big difference, you know. What do you think if we play one song and we come back to continue our conversation? So, and all we don't forget, this is 3CR, 855 AM. And I'm going to say this also in Spanish, because I know some people are listening in Spanish also. Estamos aquí en la radio 3CR en el 855 de su día la M. Y muchas gracias. Y ahora vamos a escuchar un tema de Anita Tijoux Calaveritas. So we are going to play a song from Anita Tijoux Calaveritas. Don't go nowhere. We are back soon.
Llevamos dentro un muerto que acompaña, que aparece. pase cuando la noche llega y el sol se apaga. Todos llevamos dentro un muerto que acompaña. Que aparece cuando la noche llega y el sol. Salud y vida por nuestros muertos. Calaveritas, dinero, fúnebre el cielo.
Tarda pero llega la justicia que no te ejerce cuando corresponde, ya es injusta.
That was a beautiful voice of Anna Tijoux. And we have coming up for you in a little while after 5 o'clock, there are going to be quite a few performances, not just like us talking, but performers. And Vanessa Estrada is coming later on to sing for us. Nita Okoko is going to be reading some poetry, excerpts from a poem by Okot Pitek called Song of Lawino. It's an African post-colonial poem, she's told us. And Katie Chan is also going to read a poem for us. So we've got some music, live music, and also poetry. Later in the evening, Andrea La Bandita, who's a singer, is going to play her guitar. That should be really great. Madison Moffat is going to give us some poetry and spoken word performance. And Flick has sent us a pre-recorded tape. And Marisol, who's got a beautiful voice and is sitting right here, is going to sing a cappella for us as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
I know, that's going to be interesting. I haven't played one for more than one song at the time for a while.
And I've never heard you sing. But looking forward to that.
You've got some great songs that you know so well. You could sing some.
I prepared a few that I think...
Vengo a ofrecer mi corazón.
I know, that's a good one,
that's
isn't
a beautiful song.
I just Peter love those.
I come to offer my heart.
Yeah, that's the one. So yeah. You said you have something prepared. Do you want to...
I just have some information, more formal information, taken from the website of the Australian Human Rights Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And what they say on that website is that women's rights are human rights, but due to certain social structures, traditions, stereotypes and attitudes about women, women don't always have the opportunity and ability to access and enforce their rights on the same basis as men. Women have historically been excluded from large parts of public and political life in Australia. For example, women weren't elected to the Commonwealth Parliament until 1943. My mother was already 23 years old. It wasn't until 1960, she was born in 1920. It wasn't until 1965 that Australian women won the right to drink in a public bar. I don't know about France, but probably
give you the dates.
Probably similar. And during the 1960s, women working in the public service, in other words, government bureaucratic type jobs, and in many private companies, were forced to resign from their jobs when they got married. So a lot of women alive right now, people, you know, 60s and 70s, they were forced out of their jobs.
Resign from their jobs, but pick up a new job.
You got
job
married,
at home.
Forget it. It's more official. A man should have that job to support his family.
Mm.
Well, we've come a long way since over the last 100 years, of course, but there's still many areas in Australian society where women and girls experience unequal treatment. Just stop me if I'm going on too much.
No, absolutely, please go.
For example, equal pay for equal work. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Australian women are paid 17.5% less than men who do the same work? This means they would have to work an extra 64 days a year to get the same pay as men doing the same work. That's a lot of extra days.
And we still have that inequality, no matter if the Australian Service Union, ASU, remember the Equal Campaign, they won. So what we won, that's the question. Yeah, there was a massive campaign and the union won, but we still have that inequality in the payment, you know, and the treatment, you know, women we have in our sector, you know, being a social worker, housing worker, child care worker. It's incredible how papers and media talk about equality, but we who are in that sector, we know that it's not true.
It's a bit suspicious that jobs that are usually done by women, such as childcare workers, as you were saying, social work, that kind of thing, care for the elderly and so on, although there are some men who do those jobs, the vast majority are done by women, and it just so happens that the pay is terrible. As if we don't care about our tiny children, they're not important because whoever looks after them is not going to be paid well. So that's our priority. We don't care about them enough to pay the carers.
Well, priorities.
Remember when we were talking the day we were preparing the decorations? Mm-hmm. I think it was Nita who, when we were talking about the history of women's, you know, when and how International Women's Day became a day for women's around the world to commemorate. Mm. And I was looking for something because there is a million information out there, but everyone at their beat and at the end, you know, it's a little bit confusing. And I thought this, that is very short, talk a little bit about that, you know, that the International Women's Day arose out of the protests and political activism of working women at the beginning of the 20th century. Among the many struggles taking place was the 1907-08 strike of garment workers, where the 80% of whom were women. This was in New York City. The strike began at the Triangle Shared Waste Company and grew to become a general strike of 30,000 garment workers. Mm. And in 1910, the idea of Women's Day was taken up by socialists and feminists at the Second International Conference of Socialist Women in Copenhagen in 1910, attended by women from 17 different countries. A proposal for an International Women's Day was put forward. Clara Zetkin presented a motion that women throughout the world should focus on a particular day each year to press for demands and to commemorate women and their struggles. Women passed the motion unanimously, and International Women's Day came into being what it is today. Mm. So in that era,
the women's rights were absolutely terrible. Missing big time. That's right. Well, as I was just saying, you know, women weren't elected to Australian Parliament, the Commonwealth Parliament, until 1943. Well, that was what, 1911 or something?
Yeah.
And how worthless you feel. You know, you don't have any vote. Why should you? You're not a real person.
Mm-hmm.
A bit like First Nations people, you know, there's a lot of parallels. Being allowed to vote, being allowed to have equal pay, being treated with dignity. Not that I'm saying that women at this point suffer as much as First Nations people, not at all, but over the years, the treatment.
Mm, it's just being part of minorities, well, different levels, different issues, but like same struggles. And so.
That's true.
Yeah, because, you know, Indigenous women, we still fight decolonization.
Of course. That's why, there's so many, there's so many layers to like women, like Aboriginal women, and it's just, not fair.
But what unites all of us, you know, women who we organize and we are fighting for a better world, is that we all understand, you know, the negative impact of capitalism and the neoliberal policies, you know, and from the all the issues that each of us, you know, are facing. And I think that probably is an important message, you know, for women. We have tomorrow there is Indigenous women here in Australia. They're organizing International Women's Day, a online talk. And there will be two women from the Kanaki, Indigenous people, and also from Free West Papua, and Australian. And the topic of that is how today we Indigenous people, we fight or we talk about decolonizing. What until today we feel that, you know, we are still colonized, and sometimes how we feel that there is a lot of women, especially from those very structured feminist movement, who don't understand how we Indigenous and Afro women, you know, live in our own skin, you know, the colonialism, you know, that sometimes is pushed for other women who have good intention, but lack of education in regard of how we Indigenous, you know, face today, you know, until today, colonialism, you know, what that means, you know.
That's what Nita's poetry is going to be about a bit later on.
Yeah, exactly.
The African situation.
And I think decolonizing or decolonization can start in many places, you know. I think if we all educate ourselves, you know, it's something we can do easily. But I'll leave it to you now.
No, yeah, I was, it's just, it reminds me of a book that I read recently that I actually wanted to talk about today. Unfortunately, I forgot the writer. I know she's called Louise. She's a French writer, and she wrote a book called Les Femmes sont du voyage, so women are part of traveling. Oh, yeah, if you can look that up, that would be great. And she just talks about the struggles that women went through when traveling over the years. So even when traveling, when women started to travel, they sometimes had to dress up like men to be able to board ships. And also, so there's so many aspects to that. In terms of law, they needed to dress up like men. But in terms of security, that would also help them because they knew that they wouldn't be, well, in a situation of danger. Thank you so much. She's called Lucy Azema. If you want to check her book, it's really well written, and she talks about her experience of traveling. And so she's a white woman, so she talks about the struggle of like European women, but also about women that people who travel, like when there was colonizers, that men that meet women that are from another country and that struggle to actually even live when the colonizers came over, and are treated like less than, well, like they were nothing, and their struggle to actually survive and live and exist in a world where stronger men colonize their own country and start making orders and organize everything. And that was also a book that really stayed with me.
Well, a lot of writers too, if you think about a lot of women writers over the years, they had pretended to be men because that their work was not respected.
I think Henry, it was the Bronte sisters too that put like a false name.
That's true. And Henry Handel Richardson, who's a great Australian writer, she was a woman. But she called herself Henry because she knew. And even J.K. Rowling in the 20th century, she said herself, I call myself J.K. Because little boys are much more likely to read something if they think it's by a guy. And so in order to be respected through the ages, you know, you can think back yourself. Maybe there are French women as well who used names that were either you couldn't tell or were totally male names.
And do you think that have changed?
No, well, look at J.K. Rowling.
Because we had a prime minister, the first female prime minister in Australia. And I remember, and I didn't like her and her party, you know.
She was terribly mistreated.
The media, it was focusing in how she was dressing, how big was her body, how, you know,
because it's the easy target, because
so
obviously
she wore a trench coat and they were saying, look at that horrible
trench coat. And you wouldn't say that if it was men, you would be look at his stupid pair of shorts. No, he doesn't care if he puts a stupid
look
pair of shorts.
Look at the suit he's wearing.
They don't care, and they know, well,
we have now
easier.
The opposition leaders, he's so horrible, you know, humanly and also physically, but no one said that in the media. But if it will be a female, definitely they will be saying, oh, she's
appearance is, you know, so important for women.
It's incredible.
Because it's like being probably, ingrained in history that it's easy to go for that, and that usually women wouldn't respond.
Yeah.
Because if there's no, well, call back or like voice in contradiction to those kind of comments, obviously, they're going to continue.
That's correct.
Can you say some of what you said in French for our French speaking listeners?
Oh, something in French.
No, the same thing as you just said, you know.
Je peux parler un petit peu français, mais je suis gênée. This is, I was saying I can speak a bit of French, but it feels awkward because.
Yeah, because she speaks French too, and I can ping a little bit of French too.
Oh, oui.
So bon, I think it's pretty good.
Non, bah. This is, c'est la première fois que je parle français à la radio, donc bonjour à toutes les françaises, hein.
Si vous écoutez. Parfait, excellent.
Ah, ça fait bizarre de parler français.
Pourquoi?
Je suis contente. Bah, bonne journée internationale du droit des femmes à 3CR. Voilà, mais à tout le monde.
Il y a millions de personnes dans le monde qui parlent
oui.
français.
Ah oui. Et sûrement qui écoutent la radio, donc bonjour.
That sounds amazing. What do you think we play another song? Because I think it's always good to mix this important conversation with music and art, you know, especially when we have amazing singers who write their own songs and their song talk about the struggles of people. The struggles of women, I think, is so good. And this is about Anita Tiyu, Somos Sur. This is a song that she performed with a Palestinian singer who live in UK. Mm-hmm. And this is an amazing song because it talk about struggle. It talk about how some communities or people have been surviving, you know, until today. You know, it's like these particular communities don't have the right to live like many other countries or people do, you know, they are always surviving. Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty good. So 8:55 a.m., don't forget, this is 3CR Community Radio, and we are in this very, very special day commemorating International Women's Day.
Nos dices que debemos sentarnos, pero las ideas solo pueden levantarnos, caminar, recorrer, no rendirse ni retroceder, ver, aprender como esponja absorbe. Nadie sobre todos, faltan todos, suman todos para todos, todo para nosotros. Soñamos en grande que se caiga el imperio, lo gritamos alto, no queda más remedio. Esto no es utopía, es alegre rebeldía del baile de los que sobran de la danza tuya y mía. Levantarnos para desollevar. Ni América Latina se suba. Con barro, con casco, con lápiz a patear el fiasco. Provocar un social terremoto en este charco. Matías. más catrileo o al mapo. Mil veces venceremos, del cielo al suelo y del suelo al cielo vamos. Gallito blanco, vuelve pa' tu pueblo. No te tenemos miedo, tenemos vida y fuego. Fuego en nuestras manos, fuego en nuestros ojos. Tenemos tanta vida y esta fuerza color rojo. La niña María no quiere tu castigo. Se va a liberar con el suelo palestino. Somos africanos, latinoamericanos. Somos este sur y juntamos nuestras manos.
That was an amazing song from Anita Tiju y Shadia Mansour. Somos Sur. This is a very strong song because they talk about Somos Sur means, yeah, we are from the south. And as I mentioned at the beginning, yeah, so it's so many things happening to us, yeah. It's not just that we have a lot of multinational corporations in our land, taking, it's as we call it, you know, new invasion, new ways of taking our natural resources, you know. And because, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine and we were looking into figures, you know, how many things we have in Latin America. You know, some countries have petrol, we have an amazing land where we can produce food, we have everything we need, and why we are so poor? That's the question. Why Africa, continent, Asia Pacific, and Latin America, the South, the Central, we are so poor if we have so many natural resources? What is the answer of our poverty, of our misery? And that's when we came, oh, we have a few countries who have been keeping our people, you know, with massive debts, you know, where probably there is no end in regard of those debts, yeah?
Mm.
And that is keeping our people, you know, with extreme poverty. But anyway, I have an interview that I would like to play probably in 8 minutes. So I will pass it. I think we already talked about what is next. Mm-hmm. But it will be good if we can talk a little bit about... that's the question that I originally asked, but I think we move into mm-hmm. different subject. You know, mm-hmm. why to participate this year mm-hmm. in organizing International Women's Day? You know, yeah. What was our motivation?
Yeah, I know that I wanted to be more involved, but just being connected to people in general, I think I said that at the beginning yeah. of the show. But I don't think I've ever really celebrated International Women's Rights Day before, you know what? I've been in some events, you know, whether it be corporate or at school, but most of the time there was a post on the wall and then either the teachers or like maybe the head of our school would say, well, happy International Women's Rights Day, and then we would all go on with our lives. So it was very brief and you felt like, oh, well, okay, that's what I deserve, probably just a little a little pat on the back and then go forward with it. But I think that what made me want to participate today was, well, just the 24-hour broadcast, I think, is absolutely amazing. It is so much work. I haven't done a lot of work to make this happen, but everyone working at the radio and all these amazing women preparing these shows in advance, and even Marisol, you like started preparing the show like months in advance. I remember you sending a message on WhatsApp in January. I was like, what? And you just don't realize all the work that goes behind this kind of event. And I was like, okay, well, this is actually how you make a great event, preparing in advance, reaching out to people. That's how you have quality people like participating. And well, as you were saying earlier, there's poetry, there's music, live theater, so many of those things, which I think that women in general just have, well, I mean, men too, lots of people, but I think that women have like this sensibility to like take time and go really thoroughly at the end of things and know what can touch us, you know, this is what makes a good event, you know, all these thoroughly thought out things. But yeah, and just being able to also speak live on the radio with you guys, I think that's, and know that I've helped to create something nice for people. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
It's a big privilege to speak on 3CR, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I also want to thank Karina Aido, because she's...
And Michaela, both of them.
And Michaela, that's right. They've been helping tremendously.
They're invisible people.
Yeah, and you too, Helene and Madison and you, Marisol.
It's true that the... Yeah, sorry.
And Nita, who couldn't be here today, but she's she came and decorated the studio.
Definitely.
No, it's true that, like, Karina, Michaela, everyone at the radio, they just... It's not as if they work in the shadows, but it's just like tremendous work that you don't necessarily hear on air, because they're not necessarily always talking on air. There's just all this background work that's done to make this possible.
Yeah, the choreo for the concert, you know, we are talking here, but that, they need a lot of preparation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Karina as a technician, you know, well, she has so many skills, you know, that girl is so young and so incredible. With there is other volunteers who are going to be looking after the sound for the performers who are coming, you know, that takes a lot of time. And don't forget that we don't get paid to do this. And the same Karina, the same Michaela, and Loretta, you know, sending all those emails. Yeah, she's the one, we send it to her. And she is the one who needs to distribute it all.
Well, from 5 o'clock onwards, as you've been saying, it's going to be a great concert. We mentioned a few of the performers before.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, and as you say, it takes a huge amount of work to prepare all of that.
Yeah. And and all these women, you know, probably we will have to come to the station to do some dancing for them. I don't know, something. As a thank you for all the job they do, you know.
And Marisol, you've been doing this for years now. How many years have you been organizing?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time. But I think this is the first year where we have, again, a lot of women's, you know, getting involved. And I think this could be the beginning for your generation to continue next year, and I could be the one supporting instead of making the call and all that, because I think I would love to continue, but I think it's time for the new generation to take it and
bring support and
find other ways to do it. But you know, we can probably go back into the open street, so we can have also people
that would be great
working. That will be amazing, you know. If the group decide to do that, we need to start now preparing for next year. But so it's I think it's an amazing opportunity, believe me. So it's when you understand the meaning of having a 1 hour, half an hour radio program, and how important it is for people who probably here we don't have a lot of audience, or we don't know how many people listen the radio. But I know back home, because we do the podcasting, so I know that a lot of people from my community, they do listen. They do get the information because I send it to them, you know. So they know that there is people in this part of the world talking about our struggles, denouncing what is happening to them, you know. And that is such an amazing tool, you know. It's so important. So, and all thanks to Tricia. And all those women who are, you know, here Monday to Friday, because... We come and do the show, but they're the one who make sure the electricity is paid, gas, water, everything is clean, you know, and blah, many, many, many other things, you know. So, and most of them, except for Greg, they're women's. He's our special person.
Special person.
But all right, I have a very tiny, it's just 3 minutes. Tribute to Berta Cáceres,
incredible woman.
Exactly, Berta Cáceres, an indigenous from the Lenca people. That was her community from Honduras. She was killed, but we were talking about women who had been protecting their people, but also their environment, and also always speaking about the connection, you know, they have with the land.
She was too effective. Too full effective. Of information.
That's why they needed to get rid of her. She was protecting the rivers, who are the main source of food for the Lenca people. And until today, she's gone, but the Doras continue the struggle and is still in danger. You know, there is some multinational corporations are gone, but new ones are coming to continue, you know, trying to take that away from the people. So we are going to play that. And then don't forget, from 5 p.m., we're going to start with some poetry. So we're going to have our dear Amy, you know, reading some poetry for all of us. All right, let's move with Berta Cáceres. And this is, as I said, this is a tribute to her that happened in 2016, if I don't mistake.
Berta, as Indigenous women, we know that death is just the Earth's way of reminding us who we belong to, the land. Tonight, we summon you as courage, as mother, as teacher, as patience, as joy, as activists with a contagious smile who cut her teeth on revolution for the love of the people in the land of Honduras.
Last year, on this very stage, you said,
We come from the land, water, and corn.
Somos seres surgidos de la tierra, el agua, y el maíz. You were carrying the power of clenched fists and sacred rivers in your speech, the Rio Blanco and the Rio Gualquerque, sources of life and medicine for the Lenca people. It's why you were so fearless against the threats. The river had already warned you that your victory would be difficult, but you stood brave. And tonight,
the river runs throughout this room,
a living vein connecting all of us to this planet, a call to protect Mother Earth, just as lovingly and fiercely as you did, Berta.
Tonight, we celebrate your spirit, your passion, and what you gave your life to. The Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, the rivers of the earth, and the goddesses that protect them, your passion for human rights and the oxygen of resistance. Your voice echoes like the heartbeat of every indigenous fight for dignity.
Tonight, we celebrate you, Berta.
You taught me that as an indigenous woman, the true path towards justice is to accept the fact that the land never belonged to us,
that we have always belonged to the land.
You taught me how to press my ear to the soil, how to plant my feet in the river and listen as my ancestors whisper me responsible for protecting the sacredness of where all of us come from.
You taught me how to love this land both unconditionally and fearlessly, how to hold hands with the river and protect her vulnerability, how to bathe in the eternal gaze of her wisdom
and listen to the songs of liberation
flowing through her current. Thank you for showing me the ghosts connecting land to life and the holiness of their stories that lie beneath the water.
You've taught me the meaning of courage and solidarity. You've reminded us just how far chance of justice can travel. Since you've joined the spirit world, thousands have converged in Tegucigalpa demanding truth. 10 buses of indigenous and black Hondurans were stopped en route to the capital. Many walked by foot when forced to leave the buses. From San Francisco to DC, a call to action was summoned in your honor. In New York City, hundreds of women gathered, chanting,
Berta didn't die, she multiplied.
Berta, it was you who said,
let us come together and move forward with hope
to defend and care for the earth and its spirits. We will look for you in the villages of stars every night. We will listen for your voice like a whispering wind and hear your laughter in every crashing wave.
We will stand for justice
and feel our feet planted in every ounce of soil that we have always belonged to.
Knowing that we are safe.
Knowing that when you return to us,
we will become millions.
Berta, we will always carry you with us. Your resistance, your vision will continue to be passed on in every sacred drop of water that surrounds us.
I think that had a tremendous effect too, the killing of Berta Cáceres in the United States, because she went on a tour of the United States explaining to people what was happening in her part of Honduras and how they were trying to pollute the rivers. And it strikes you so deeply when you've just been to a public talk by someone who's fighting for a cause and then you hear that they've been killed for that very reason.
Yeah, definitely. Berta is one of how many? You know, we talk about just last year, over 194 leaders, you know, not just females, were killed most of them indigenous people. And when we talk about what these people are doing, they are protecting their land, they are protecting rivers, they are protecting trees, you know, it's not that, you know, they are doing anything that you can say is a bad thing. And I think it's important, you know, when what we were saying before, that's the power of the radio, when we can talk about these women and men who are doing an amazing job, and powerful forces, they think they can kill them and get rid of them because they are a problem. But thanks to these community radios, you know, we can move their voices here. I have Fuleira Berta in Spanish. She, that was her last interview, you know, that
her voice, that would be very interesting.
We are going to play that. And it's called, they call it, they used to call her Mother of All the Rivers, you know, in Honduras. So, but yeah, I think the power of the women, you see, these are very young women.
It's just so inspiring.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Even just as a young woman, just hearing, I didn't know about Berta and Berta, and just hearing those two women speak about her, it just made me really emotional.
Mm. It's a power of performance too,
isn't
it? It's all we want to talk about.
It's like very uplifting and
Well, it reminds me of Marielle Franco from Brazil.
That's correct, yeah.
Very similar case. She was a city councillor, very effective.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, she was randomly shot.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, when women they became well known because they're strong, because they're not scared. Mm-hmm. You know, and they have the power to confront the police and many other. You know, because everything starts from there, yeah? Who repress you? Who is more close to you to repress you? And from there, we get to the government. You know, who are the one who employ or make deals or give the land to this multinational corporation?
That's right.
So is that there is an agreement coming from the state, you know, and from there, all the different people who get involved until they make the decision that these people need to be killed.
And just, unknown forces, so mysteriously died, you know. We don't know why.
I know. Well, they detained six people by them, but then one by one they were like, oh, no. Still, you know, last year they mentioned two names of two people that could be the ones just to stop the campaign, you know. We know it's not true. And don't forget, this is 3CR Community Radio Station, and this is an special broadcasting about International Women's Day.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au.